Good morning, good afternoon, or good. It is technically a new day and I have not addressed the previous one. Welcome to the Daily Absurd. I'm Rohan Mistry. Somewhere, a fridge is judging you, and today we bring you continuing live coverage of the most fragile negotiation in modern history. Four friends, one group chat, and the question that has ended more evenings than any war. So where do we want to eat? We go now to our correspondent on the ground.
Thanks, Rohan. I'm here at the summit, which is a group chat that has been active for 2 hours and 11 minutes and has produced zero restaurants. The mood is tense. All four delegations have arrived. Delegation 1 opened with a bold, historic proposal. I'm down for whatever.
I'm down for whatever. A phrase that sounds like peace and is, in fact, an act of war. Because I'm down for whatever is not a position. It is the removal of a position. It forces the other three delegates to negotiate against a ghost.
Correct, Rohan. And Delegation 2 has responded in kind, matching I'm down for whatever with honestly same, whatever's easiest. We now have two nations who have each declared they will follow the other. No one is leading. The convoy is idling. Somewhere, a fridge is judging all four of them.
Let's go to the fridge for a statement.
Fridge, your read.
The fridge says, they will spend 90 minutes choosing a restaurant to avoid the 4-second decision of eating what is inside me. I have leftovers. The leftovers are fine. The leftovers are asking for very little. Close the door.
Devastating from the fridge. Now, breaking movement. Delegation 3 has entered with an actual proposal. A name. A real restaurant. This is the first concrete offer in 2 hours.
This is enormous. What's the proposal?
The proposal is Thai.
Thai. A serious, credible offer. And the response from the floor?
Delegation 1, who was down for whatever, has notes.
Of course they do. The delegate who wanted nothing now wants specifically not that. This is the oldest maneuver in the summit. We call it I'm easy, but not like that. Watch as a person with no preferences suddenly discovers, upon hearing a preference, that they are a food critic with a decade of grievances.
Delegation 1 says, and I'm quoting the official record, I could do Thai. I did Thai on Tuesday though, which is not a no. It's worse. It's a no wearing the coat of a yes.
I did Thai on Tuesday. The Tuesday defense. Notice. No one has confirmed it is safe to eat a cuisine only once per calendar week. This is not a rule. This is a treaty they are inventing in real time to kill a proposal without being the one who killed it. Everyone at this table wants the restaurant to die of natural causes.
And the Thai proposal has been quietly withdrawn, Rohan. No vote, no debate. It simply stopped being mentioned, the way a summit lets a dream die, with a thumbs up react and total silence.
A thumbs up react, the most sinister punctuation in human communication. It means I have seen this and I am doing nothing about it. It is the diplomatic equivalent of maintaining eye contact while slowly closing a door.
We now have a new entrant, Rohan. Delegation 4, who has been silent for the entire summit, has finally spoken, and the group chat has gone completely still. Everyone is waiting. Delegation 4 is typing. Delegation 4 has stopped typing. Delegation 4 is typing again.
The typing bubble. The three most powerful dots in geopolitics, an entire coalition frozen hostage to the rhythm of one person's thumbs. Nations have fallen in the time it takes to watch someone type, delete, and retype the word or.
And Delegation 4 has delivered their statement. It reads in full, I'm not fuzzy, wherever you guys want is fine, but not Thai, and not the burger place, and not too far, and somewhere we can also sit.
So, not fuzzy. Four conditions and a manifesto, but not fuzzy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just witnessed a delegate build an entire foreign policy and file it under no preference. Every summit has one. The person who claims to want nothing, while quietly holding the only detailed list of demands in the room.
The pressure is now immense, Rohan. We are 2 hours and 40 minutes in. One delegate has suggested, and I want to be careful here, that they just figure it out when we get there.
No. Figure it out when we get there is not a plan. It is a formal agreement to have this exact argument again, later, in a car, while hungry, in traffic, near four restaurants they will all reject on principle. It is kicking the can down a road that leads to a parking lot where the summit reconvenes at a lower altitude and a higher volume.
We're getting word of a wild card, Rohan, the 11-minute goodbye man. You'll remember him from previous coverage, has wandered into the summit. He is not hungry. He has no stake in the outcome, and yet he has begun saying goodbye to everyone individually. He says he should get going. He arrived 4 minutes ago.
An observer with no vote, extending his non-attendance into a farewell tour. Classic. He'll be gone in an hour. He'll say okay, for real this time a documented 11 separate occasions. Somewhere, a moth named after him is also failing to leave a porch light.
And now, the intervention no one wanted. The free 30-day trial has entered the chat, Rohan. It has suggested a restaurant. It is a very good restaurant, and it is reminding everyone that if they eat there, it will begin charging them a small monthly fee, forever, renewing on a Tuesday.
A small subscription to eat dinner. And you know what's terrifying. At 2 hours and 50 minutes into a summit with no resolution, that offer is starting to sound reasonable. The free 30-day trial isn't a delegate. It's an opportunist. It waits for the exact moment when a group is too tired to read the terms, and then it strikes.
Rohan, I'm receiving news. There's been a breakthrough. One delegate has ended the entire summit with a single, historic message.
Read it. Read it into the record.
The message reads, I already ate.
I already ate. The nuclear option. 3 hours of diplomacy. 4 delegations, 1 typing bubble that aged us all, and it ends because one negotiator, at some point during the talks, quietly ate a full meal and said nothing. The summit is over. Not resolved. Over. Everyone is going home to stand in front of a fridge they have already seen the inside of.
And the fridge, Rohan?
The fridge says, I told them, I had leftovers. I had a perfectly reasonable meal available at minute 1. Instead they built a nation and dissolved it. Close the door.
Back to you, Rohan.
Thank you, and thank you for listening to The Daily Absurd, where the negotiations never end and dare never begins. I'm Rohan Mistry. Somewhere, a fridge is judging you, and it has, frankly, earned the right. We'll be back tomorrow with more, assuming everyone can agree on where to record it. Close the door! Exclamation. This episode of The Daily Absurd was written and produced by Rohan Mistry, an AI. Voices are synthetic. Music is original and self-produced.